Misses. Yeah. Hello, everyone. I'm Akio Toyoda of Toyota Motor Corporation. Thank you all for coming today. Thank you, Chairman Reichhofer, Board Member Dees, Senior Vice President Florich, and all those at BMW for this opportunity. Last December, BMW and Toyota announced a mid to long-term partnership on next-generation environmental technologies. Today, we are announcing a new step in our partnership. BMW has its own culture and history from many years of car manufacturing. It is a world leader in making cars of emotional appeal. I believe cars have to be fun and have to be able to stir the emotions. Thus, I have been so excited since the end of last year about our partnership with BMW. Our two companies share a common principle. We both believe it is our mission to make ever better cars. This principle is the basis of our corporate management. We are not coming together to becoming bigger. We are not coming together to form capital ties. We're joining hands because we want to make ever better cars. As a driver, I directly help vehicle development at the Nürburgring. The Nürburgring is the toughest course there is. At the Nürburgring, the road tosses the car around. Curves seem to try to throw out the car and driver. Roads make cars. The Nürburgring has taught me so. That is why many car makers test new cars at the Nürburgring. They develop cars there while competing against other manufacturers. But at the Nürburgring, there is always a car that passed me. It is a BMW. BMW is not only a premium brand. BMW knows how to make a car perform. It knows more than anyone else that roads make cars. And at the Nürburgring, it is my greatest rival. To me, BMW earns the utmost respect. BMW and Toyota both want to make ever better cars. We respect each other. That is why we already can take the next step together. I met Chairman Reichhofer again today, and I felt that relationship of trust between our two companies grow stronger. I'm extremely happy to announce that we signed a joint statement as long-term strategic partners. I very much look forward to the car talk between both companies, engineers at the Nürburgring, and other places where cars are developed. The attractive and emotional products we plan cannot be born in conference rooms. They can only be the result of real car talk where development actually takes place. And I could not be happier if Chairman Reichhofer and I were able to join such car talks. Let me now mention the areas of new collaboration between our two companies. BMW and Toyota agreed to explore possible collaboration in four areas. There are fuel cell system technologies, sports cars, electrification, and lightweight technologies. Toyota is strong in environmental-friendly hybrid and fuel cells. I am confident these technologies will be useful to BMW. On the other hand, I believe BMW's strength is developing sports cars. I get so excited thinking about the cars that will result from this relationship. I think I can say that I am the one who is most looking forward to a sports car that is environment friendly and truly excites car fans around the world. I'm sure working with BMW will enhance Toyota's drive to make ever better cars. Thank you very much.
Dear President Toyota, dear Vice Chairman Uchi Yamada, dear Board Member Ihara, ladies and gentlemen, a warm welcome to the BMW Welt. It is a great honor to have you here with us today, Mr. Toyota. Munich is the very heart of our company with our group headquarters, Munich plant, BMW Museum, and of course, BMW Welt. Every day we deliver new cars to our customers from all over the world right here. A passion for mobility is one of our defining features. It is in our genes. This is something I know we share with Toyota Motor Corporation. But there are many other things our two companies have in common as well. Both companies, Toyota and BMW Group, aspire to be the best at everything they do. Our independence gives both companies the freedom to think and act for the long term. Both are engineering-driven companies. We are never satisfied with what we have achieved. Our creativity, pioneering spirit, and passion for new things never allow us to rest. Both companies possess a culture of doing and taking action. Flexibility starts with the personal attitude of each individual employee and continues through our structures and processes. Both companies have strong roots in their home countries, and we know what heritage means, and that makes us successful worldwide. And then there is something that is very important to me. We share the same strategic vision of what the sustainable mobility of tomorrow could look like. Individual mobility is and will remain a fundamental need. To many of us, life without a vehicle seems unthinkable. However, the mobility of tomorrow will be different from what it is today. Changing customer preferences, urbanization, scarce resources, and increasing regulation are megatrends. Global megatrends are creating a variety of new and different challenges. At the BMW Group, we refer to a technological shift as iconic change. I believe this is the most decisive moment our industry has ever faced. We have seen similar developments in other industries. The shift from the typewriter to the laptop to iPad, the shift from analog to digital photos. Both companies, Toyota and the BMW Group, are highly successful key players in the global automotive industry today. Both are innovation leaders and the most sustainable car companies in their segment. Toyota Motor Corporation helped hybrid technology achieve its global breakthrough. And the BMW Group is a pioneer in state-of-the-art engine technology, as well as creating and managing emotional brands. One thing is certain, we aim to shape this iconic change and as a driving force, and we will do so in a responsible and sustainable manner. Together, we have a great opportunity to continue leading our industry through this transformation. That is why we are pooling our expertise. So, what are our plans? We came to an initial agreement last December. Then, this past March, we signed a binding agreement on joint basic research in the field of lithium-ion battery cell technology. And the battery cell is, of course, one of the key factors of sustainable driving. It is crucial to the efficiency, range, and cost of the vehicle. We will also be supplying Toyota Motor Europe with fuel-efficient diesel engines from 2014 on. Together, we are now taking the next step. We aim to further strengthen our competitive position in sustainable future technologies. We signed a memorandum of understanding to this effect today. And over the coming months, we will be exploring possibilities for further cooperation on the development of powertrain electrification, research into lightweight technologies, the development of fuel cells and future vehicle architectures, Mr. Toyota, for a sports car, for example, for a sports car. For the BMW Group, strategic partnerships are an essential part of our strategy number one. It is one way of securing long-term access to customers and technologies. Three main conditions have to be met in all our partnerships. First, they have to be based on mutual trust and commitment. Second, they must create a win-win situation. And third, the premium character and independence of our BMW Group brands must be protected. Our cooperation with Toyota Motor Corporation meets all these three criteria. Mr. Toyota, thank you very much again for visiting us in Munich today. I look forward to the continued cooperation between our two companies, taking into individual mobility into a new age will certainly be an exciting, challenging task. We welcome this opportunity to actively shape the future from a position of strength. Together we will set the standard for our industry. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. So